Chapter 30. The rope, binding my arms behind my back, cut into my wrists. A second rope wound around my ankles. The dirt floor of Old String's barn was not my preferred seat, but all this dimmed in significance because I had found my mother. She was alive. The relief I felt warmed me like a blanket. Mom moaned. "Oh, Darcy, why didn't you run for help?"
"'Cause she's just like you, stubborn and dumb. You could all be out of here, free as the air, if you'd just sign on the dotted line, old woman."
Jude Melton, Eileen's bushy-haired friend, stood above us, shaking a paper at my mother.
"I'll not sign it ever, you rat," Mom spat out. "If you kill us, who'll sign it then? You should have thought of all this before you added kidnapping to your list of crimes."
I nudged my mother. "Shh," I whispered. Now was not the time to indulge in name-calling, not when a man had a gun pointing in our direction. I cleared my throat and nodded toward the paper in Jude's hand. "What is that?"
"It's a deed giving me ownership of the 40 acres you claim as your land, the land that rightfully belonged to poor little Eileen and you."
Jude leaned toward me, giving me an up-close view of stubbly chin and tobacco-stained teeth. His eyes shone with pure hatred. Jude had eyes the color of topaz with whitish flecks in them.
"It's not fair that Eileen is dead and you're still alive, walking around and causing trouble. Well, there's more than one way to do things. If one way doesn't work, you should have been scared off after I shot at you," he said hoarsely.
Hatred was written all over Jude's face, such violent, potent hatred that I cringed. Are you the one who shot at me?"
"I'm glad to tell you that I was. I didn't mean to kill you, though. If I had meant to do that, I wouldn't have missed. I wanted to scare you and let your mother know that she needed to cooperate. And that coffee there in the cafe, it shouldn't have had enough poison in it to kill anybody. The poison was supposed to just make you sick. Eileen must have been allergic to it or something."
He shook his head from side to side, like an animal in pain. Then he rose to his feet and swiped his hand across his face.
"Murderer, that's what you are."
For some reason, maybe it was a defense mechanism against hard reality, I found his accusation funny, and I laughed. "I cannot believe anyone would be so stupid. You are calling me a murderer, but she's the one who tried to poison me." His mouth twisted in a snarl.
"Why, you little—" "Careful there. Maybe you ought to watch your mouth, friend," Burke said softly.
I smiled at him, then looked back at Jude. "Eileen is gone. You don't have to carry out this mad scheme. If she cared anything about you, she wouldn't want to see you in trouble. You are your own worst enemy."
"I don't know what you mean, and I don't want to know. Just shut up so I can think."
Jude shoved his pistol into his coat pocket and held his hands out to the kerosene lantern. I looked at my mother. "How did this happen, Mom? How did you come to be here?" She drew a shaky breath.
"I just wasn't expecting anybody to be at our new house, Darcy. I was sitting on that big rock, looking at the house and trying to think of how it would be to live there after all the years in the farmhouse. Before I knew he was anywhere around, Jude slipped up behind me and clapped his dirty old hand over my mouth and yanked me to the ground."
A red haze swam before my eyes as I struggled against the ropes, needing with a physical ache to punch Jude squarely in the nose.
"Did he hurt you, Mom?"
"Not really. He bent my arm back a bit, kept his hand around my mouth, and half carried me toward the river. That's where he had Burke's boat. He said if I tried to get away, he'd shoot you. He knew you were down at the old graveyard."
"He had been to my house earlier," Burke said. "He told me Flora was in trouble and needed me. That sounded fishy, 'cause I didn't know him from Adam, and I figured if Flora needed help, she wouldn't send no stranger to get me. I was out in the yard just about to ask him some questions, and Wolf jumped him. I guess that dog knew human nature. Maybe he didn't like the smell."
Jude grabbed his pistol again and waved it under Burke's nose.
"Watch it, old man. I should have shot you when I shot the dog, but you were useful in helping me get the boat to the river."
His lips drew back in a sneer.
Besides, I'm such a kind-hearted gentleman.
Burke ignored him.
He shot poor Wolf. Shot him dead right in front of me. He pointed that gun at me and told me to get my boat. He made me paddle down the river a piece and then brought me here to Old String's place and tied me up.
Sleet rattled against the worn boards of the barn, and a cold wind blew through a crack in the wall directly behind me, sending a shiver down my back. The weather was taking a turn for the worse. If Mom and Burke had been here since yesterday, I didn't think they could take much more of this. Somehow, before another frigid night, we had escaped from our prison. Jude had hurriedly tied the ropes that bound my wrists. Could I possibly work the knots loose? Would a little subterfuge confuse him? Maybe if he thought Mom or I would sign his deed, he would at least untie our hands and we would have a chance to grab his gun. Mr. Melton? Jude had been staring out the open shed door. When I spoke, he turned around and glared at me. Perhaps if you told us what there is about our land.
Eileen's land, he growled.
Okay, suppose you tell us what's so important to you on that land. Maybe we can reach some sort of compromise.
Mom bumped my side with her elbow.
Darcy, we've got a lot more than 40 acres, Mom, I said, winking at her with the eye that was away from Melton. We probably wouldn't miss it. You ought to know, though, Mr. Melton, that we've already been offered a hefty price, and now you're asking us to give it to you? Think about that. I'll never know what Jude would have answered, because at that moment his partner strode through the door. Mom gasped, and my mouth fell open. Burke's low laugh was without mirth.
Bruce Dowell, he muttered. I knew you ran with a mangy bunch, but I didn't suspect even you would stoop this low.
Dowell's bulk filled the doorway. He glanced at Jude Melton, then stood grinning down at the three of us. He spoke to Burke.
You think you're so smart, don't you, old feller? Slipping around all quiet, like always knowing more than the next man? Well, who's so smart now? You and your friends are all trussed up like turkeys.
He threw back his head and laughed.
And you?
He turned his hard eyes on Mom.
You're always keeping secrets, telling a fellow just enough to whet his appetite. I know you found a box out there on your land. Cub said he dug it out for you. I'm betting he found some of that 1930s money from the bank robberies. He has been looking for it for years, and so have I. My cows pasture on your land, and I pay you rent for the privilege. I figure that I should have as much right to it as you do. I want to know what's in it, and what's more, I want that box.
Melton was half Dowell's size, but he bristled up like a bulldog pup.
Back off, Dowell. I don't care about a box. I just want one of these women to sign this deed, then as far as I'm concerned, I'm out of here.
I licked my dry lips. What do you mean you're out of here? What about us?
Melton grinned. You can go on back home if you want to. I don't care. Oh, I forgot. You're all tied up. Well, maybe your boyfriend, Sheriff, will find you before you freeze to death, if you're lucky.
An odd light flickered in Jude Melton's eyes. At that moment, I realized he was not entirely sane. Surely he should know that even if the deed gave him ownership, he would never be able to enjoy those 40 acres after kidnapping charges were brought against him. He wouldn't dare show his face in Ventress County. Besides, what court would uphold a deed signed under duress? It made absolutely no sense. He had an odd fixation on Eileen, a mindless attraction. The fact that she had tried to kill me didn't seem important to him. It was almost as if Eileen had mesmerized him and he was just an automaton following her command. Shock registered on Bruce Dowell's face.
Wait a minute. The deal was we'd make them give us that box and we'd split whatever is in it. I don't care about Miss Flora's land, and you somehow failed to mention it. But we can't just leave them out here. In this weather, they might freeze to death.
Melton pulled the gun from his coat pocket and turned it over, thoughtfully.
You were useful to me in keeping an eye on these three. Very helpful in letting me know when Darcy and Flora were alone out there by the river, but don't start getting balky on me now. That's up to you. to find out what's in some old box, if that's what's worrying you. I don't care a hoot about it. Probably ain't nothing in that box that amounts to anything. All I want is for one of these women to sign me a deed. 'Cause I know what's in that land. Yes, sir, I know. And I want it.
Bruce's eyes widened.
Where'd you get that gun? I sure don't want murder on my record. Put that fool thing away.
Burke's quiet voice contrasted with Bruce and Jude's loud bluster.
You should have thought about that a long time ago, my friend. Long before you got mixed up with this jaybird.
Jude swung his gun toward Burke.
I don't need you at all. All I wanted from you was your boat. And now that I have that... Get him, Ranger,
called Burke. A black and tan fury hurled itself through the door of the shed directly at Jude Melton. Ranger's jaws clamped around Jude's arm that held the gun, sending him crashing to the floor at our feet. The gun spun out of his hand and thudded into a far corner.
Get off! Get away!
Screamed Jude, flailing and kicking at the snarling dog attached to his arm. Jude and Ranger rolled across the floor. Jude kicked over the lantern, spilling kerosene and flames into the leaves that had blown in between cracks in the walls and now littered the dirt floor. In only a few seconds, fire flicked through the murkiness of String's tumble-down shed, eating hungrily at the splintered board walls. My pulse beat in my ears like a drum. That fire would soon demolish this tinder, dry building.
Darcy! Mom yelled. We've got to get out of here. We'll all be burned to death.
Smoke clogged my lungs and blurred my vision. I heard Burke beside me coughing. Already the smoke was so thick it was hard to see anything except the rectangle of daylight through the open door. Somewhere in the barn, Jude's screams rose above the crackle of the flames.